Good morning, it's Tuesday, February 18th, and you're listening to Feedcast Radio. I'm Dan and...
And I'm Jess, and wow, do we have some wild stuff for you today. We're talking about CEOs basically admitting AI is kind of useless.
That's one way to put it. Plus, Trump's celebrating some big Japanese investments, and there's this fascinating new programming language that's got the tech world buzzing.
Oh, and someone just built these incredible interactive explainers using Claude Code. Like, seriously beautiful stuff.
All right, let's dive into your headline flash.
So here's what's happening today. Thousands of CEOs just confessed in a major study that AI hasn't actually improved their productivity or employment numbers at all.
Meanwhile, Trump's doing victory laps over Japan's first wave of U.S. investments, calling it a historic partnership.
In the coding world, there's this minimal x86 kernel written entirely in Zig that's got programmers absolutely fascinated.
And someone just launched these stunning interactive explainers generated with Claude Code that are making everyone rethink what AI-assisted education could look like.
Quite the mix, right? Let's start with that CEO bombshell.
So this Fortune study just dropped, and it's basically the corporate equivalent of the emperor has no clothes. Thousands of CEOs were surveyed about AI's impact on their businesses, and the results are, well, they're not what the AI hype machine would have you believe.
Wait, hold up. These are the same CEOs who've been telling investors that AI is revolutionizing everything, and now they're saying it's done nothing?
Exactly. No measurable impact on productivity, no significant changes in employment. It's like we're living through the Robert Solow paradox all over again.
Okay. I need you to explain that reference because I'm sure half our listeners are like, who's Robert Solow?
So back in the 1980s, economist Robert Solow said, you can see the computer age everywhere, but in the productivity statistics. Basically, all this amazing technology was being deployed, but it wasn't actually making businesses more efficient.
And you think that's what's happening with AI right now?
I think we're in that weird gap where the technology exists. Companies are spending billions on it, but they haven't figured out how to actually use it effectively. It's like having a Ferrari, but only driving it in your driveway.
But here's what I don't get. If CEOs know it's not working, why are they still pouring money into it?
Because admitting you wasted millions on AI consultants is career suicide. It's easier to keep pretending it's transformational and hope it eventually becomes true.
That's actually kind of terrifying when you think about it. All right, let's shift gears completely. Trump's celebrating what he's calling historic Japanese investments in the U.S. This is apparently the first batch of commitments from Japan since some new trade framework was announced.
The timing here is really interesting. Japan's been looking for ways to diversify their economic partnerships, especially with all the uncertainty around China trade relations.
What kind of investments are we talking about? Like manufacturing plants, tech facilities?
The details are still pretty vague, but it seems to be a mix. Some semiconductor manufacturing, some renewable energy projects. The kind of stuff that creates jobs, but also reduces dependence on Chinese supply chains.
Is this actually a big deal, or is this more political theater?
Honestly, probably both. Japan's been one of our most reliable allies. So any investment is genuinely good news, but the way it's being presented, with all the fanfare and historic partnership language, that feels very much like political messaging.
You know what I love about this story? It's one of those rare moments where economic policy actually makes sense. Like, Japan wants stability, we want manufacturing jobs, everybody wins.
Well, as long as it actually happens. We've seen plenty of these investment announcements that end up getting scaled back or delayed.
Fair point. I guess we'll see if this is real partnership or just really expensive photo ops.
Welcome back. So there's this project that just hit Hacker News that's got me genuinely excited. Someone built a minimal x86 kernel entirely in Zig, and it's actually beautiful.
Only you would call kernel code beautiful. But okay, explain why this matters to those of us who don't speak assembly language.
Think of it like this. Most operating system kernels are these massive, complex beasts written in C. This person said, what if we started over with modern tools? Zig is this new programming language that's designed to be safer and more reliable than C.
And that's important because...
because kernel bugs can crash your entire system. Or worse, create security vulnerabilities. If you can write kernel code that's less likely to have those problems, that's huge.
Wait, I just realized something. Isn't this exactly the kind of thing where AI should be helping? Like, analyzing code for bugs and security issues?
That's brilliant. And it connects back to our first story perfectly. Here's someone actually innovating with traditional programming techniques while CEOs are throwing money at AI that doesn't work.
Sometimes the best solutions are just better craftsmanship, not more technology. All right, rapid fire time. Someone just launched these incredible interactive explainers using Claude Code, and they're honestly stunning.
Like, we're talking about educational content that adapts in real time beautiful visualizations, the works.
This might actually be what AI is good for. Not replacing human creativity, but amplifying it.
Exactly. It's not about the AI doing the work. It's about the AI helping humans do better work.
So if you remember one thing from today's show, let it be this. The gap between AI hype and AI reality is still massive.
But that doesn't mean innovation is dead. Whether it's Japanese investments creating real jobs or programmers building better tools with Zig, people are still solving actual problems.
You know what struck me today? The best stories weren't about revolutionary breakthroughs. They were about doing fundamental things better.
Tomorrow, we're diving into some fascinating developments in quantum computing. Plus, there's apparently drama brewing in the social media world that involves singing AI avatars.
Of course there is. Thanks for listening to Feedcast Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep questioning the hype, folks.